Chap Langman, joined here today by Corey McCarville, the head football coach with the ICAM Manning Wolves. The Wolves 2-1 overall on the season, going to be traveling up to take on undefeated and 3-0 Woodbury Central. Coach, it's always good to catch up with you. Appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for doing this.
You bet, Coach. You guys coming off a nice win on the road last week at South Central Calhoun. Got to be pleased to be sitting 2-1 on the season. What stood out for you so far about the way this team's competed?
Well, you know, I was really impressed with how we battled last week. I thought the kids played hard. You know, we had a really good second quarter. You know, it was, I think we were down 14-7 going into the second quarter. And I think on the stat sheet, I think we scored 3 touchdowns within the last 3 or 4 minutes of the third quarter or the second quarter. So that was, it was really good to see us kind of put some scores in and give us a little bit of distance and really give us a ton of momentum going into the second half.
Nice to get a win over a program, too, that you've struggled with here in the last few years.
Yeah, I mean, they're just a good team. And what I like about playing them and some of our other non-districts opponents like ESAC traditionally is, you know, they really, you know, since they have really good coaches, they really expose the flaws and that you might not see in your own team. And, they make you realize the things that you need to fix and you go back and watch it on tape.
What have you learned about your team in those games that you've worked on this week getting ready for Woodbury Central?
Well, what I've learned with us so far is we have to have great weeks of practice. And, you know, and when we have great weeks of practice and we're really focused, we can be effective. When we don't, then we're going to struggle a little bit more. You know, we really need to execute. And I think we're really at our best when we're going to be balanced on running the ball and running and passing the ball. I think that's when we're at our best is when we're balanced. And I really think that for us, tackling is such a big deal. If we tackle well and we get off blocks well, we can be okay. And when we don't, we really struggle.
Second district game of the year for you guys, third for them. What have you learned from them? What have you seen? What stands out when you watch their film?
Well, there's a reason they're ranked. I think they're ranked 6th or something in the state. They're a really good football team. They're well coached. I've been really impressed with their offense and defensive lines. They're extremely active. They're physical. They're big. And they really, you know, we're usually outsized, but it's just how well they move. They're one of those offensive lines. They're not huge, but they really move well. And that's, you know, I've always said for a long time, I'd rather have a bunch of linemen that move really well as opposed to being just, you know, physically huge. And they move really well. They have really good receivers. And obviously, because the receivers are D-backs, their secondary is very, very well. Well coached, they're good. Quarterback is capable, and the running back's capable as well. You know, they're a good all around football team.
Coach, how important is this game for you guys? Having fallen with St. Albert in that district opener, you don't want to start the district 0-2 because I think you guys are a contender for postseason and everything, and to finish really high in this district. So, is this game really important because of that, or is it just kind of another game you need to go out and play well?
Well, I think every game that we play is important. Obviously, we don't want to, you know, have some be more important than others. But, I mean, I just look at our schedule, and it's, you know, there's a lot of really good teams on the front part of this. You know, St. Albert's is our first district game. They're, you know, they're a good football team, obviously. And then we play South Central Calhoun, who was a playoff team a year ago. And now we're going to go play another really good playoff team from a year ago. In Woodbury Central, I just think that the first part of our schedule here was really challenging, and we're going to have to continue to improve.
You mentioned their pass game and their receivers. How do they use them? Do they mix things up? What do they do in the pass game?
Well, they do a variety of different things. They do like to throw the ball down the field. I think there's 3, if not 4, guys they like to throw to. So it's not just one guy that you can focus on. A lot of bubble, a lot of tunnel. They like the snag concept. They like the, you know, just kind of the looky concept, you know, just a quick plant concept. They do a variety of different things. So they really kind of stretch your secondary both horizontally and vertically. And it's tough to cover all of it.
Young running back in the McGill kid. What have you seen from him?
He's very capable. I don't know if it's his brothers or cousins, but I know over the years he's had, you know, there's been other McGills up there. I'm sure they're related in some capacity. They're all very good. He's a very good athlete. You know, I think he's just kind of getting his feet under him right now. But he's, you know, he's a physical runner, got good, really good vision, good hands. He's going to be a challenge.
Your guys' run game had a big one. Davis Rasmussen, I've talked to a few people, said that very impressive last week. Ashton Arenholtz had a big game in the receiving game as well. Where's your offense at here going into week four, and what do you anticipate Woodbury Central trying to do defensively?
Woodbury, I don't think they're going to change a lot defensively. They're going to be kind of in a 4-4 look. They might, you know, change it up if we go spread a little bit, but to more of a 4-3. But the 4-4, they're going to be three deep. Their linebackers are active. You know, they're going to stunt linebackers. Their defensive ends are really, really impressive. Number 58, the Bremer kid, is one of the better players that I've seen so far on tape this year. He's, you know, he's big, he's strong, he's athletic, he's quick. I was really impressed with him on tape. And they're just, I've been really impressed with their defensive line. They do a lot of really good things. They're gap sound. They get to the quarterback. They don't get pushed off the ball. I haven't seen anybody really move them off the ball yet. It's going to be a challenge to find some continuity on offense with that D-line of theirs.
How do you try to move the ball? You've had success throwing it. You've had success rushing. What do you think loosens them up a little?
Well, I think you can't just bowl. We're not going to be able to just bully them over. You know, we're going to have to use some counteraction. We're going to have to use, some angle blocking, if you will, to try to get them to move, you know, horizontally and instead of vertically. And that's just what we're going to have to do.
Coach, I wanted to talk to you, Cale Renzi. You talk about their pass game. Had three sacks last week against South Central Calhoun. Do you feel like you guys can get some pressure with your front, maybe five or six, and kind of allow the secondary to not have to bring that pressure on Friday night?
Well, we're going to have to. You know, the beauty with what we're trying to do on the defensive end is we're trying to find a lot more flexibility moving guys around. Cale is at corner at times, and he's at kind of our hybrid defensive end position at times as well. So we're trying to get people moved around and allow them to be successful, and Cale was a good example of that last week.
Any advantages for you guys anywhere in special teams?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's kind of a wash. I think their kicker's good. It seems like every team has really good kickers in high school football right now. I think their punter is solid as well. The return game is going to be kind of a wash. I think we have some good return guys, and so do they. But I think that's an area where it's going to be big. And to me, one of the big keys of the game is going to be penalties and turnovers. So hopefully we can win in those two metrics.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. Wish you the best of luck. And I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you for the scoreboard show after the game.
No problem. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Corey McCarville again with ICAM Manning. They travel to Woodbury Central on Friday night.